Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I gotta take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You gotta take in all those big aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
Should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
Feels like we took a long hiatus, but it's probably only been a week for the listeners, 2 weeks for us.
It feels like a break, like a real break.
Right. I was on vacation, then the 4th of July happened, then we were, you know, had 40 days of rain, 40 days of night, 40 days of rain, 40 nights of smog.
Fucking end of days in Chicago. The Canadian fires caught up to us. So the smog was crazy. And then after the smog left, it flooded like fucking never before around here. It was really gross.
I don't know. It flooded like 2 years ago, similar to that. Yeah. Pretty bad. So,
I'm surprised in 2023 that shit floods like this. That seems like a thing that used to happen when the streets were wooden, right? You know what I mean? Like, it seems like flooding is something we don't do anymore.
I don't know. We got nowhere for the water to go. We got all this water right here. We can't put more water in. They had to, like, reverse the flow of the river this past weekend.
The river was bigger. The river was higher than the lake. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
so and it's usually the other way around.
They had to, like, send water into the lake versus the other way around.
Yeah. But, you know, I worked in Lake County, you know, up by Great America. And sometimes I take the side streets back when it was raining all crazy. And it's so deep that your car will get stalled in some of these little towns, you know, Kenilworth or Glencoe or in these little fucking villages.
Yeah.
It's weird, but yeah, flooding's very real around here. Mm-hmm. So,
but now the sun's back out, we're feeling the joys of summer, and we got ourselves a hoppy lager.
Yeah, man, I am here for this, man. This is Old Irving Brewery Doji.
Yeah, hopped on the scooter and went over and grabbed a 4-pack.
You still got the scooter?
Yeah.
Man, that's a fun ride, man. I'm jealous.
It's like the fastest way to get there. I was like, let's just get the scooter. Let's go backpack, scooter.
Done. And then you got the option to pedal, I think, on the scooter, right?
No, not on the scooter. On the bike, yeah. Electric bike. But on those scooters you see on the sidewalks.
Wait, do you have an electric bike and a scooter?
Yeah.
That's funny. hey, so there's Citra Amarillo. Oh, it just says Citra Amarillo over and over again. I thought it was like six hops in here.
Oh, okay.
It just says Citra Amarillo.
Maybe that's why I'm loving this so much. It's got Amarillo hops in it.
Old school. Like the very first beer you fell in love with probably had Amarillo.
Yeah. We had another hoppy lager from them recently. Maybe Sentinel or something like that. But this one's better. I think I like this one better.
Yeah, because it smells like a fresh pale ale. It smells like a fresh IPA. But it's got the lager body. I'm with this style.
Yeah. This could probably go on, which we need to now do that we're halfway through the year as July kicks off our favorite beers of the year so far. So this might sneak a favorite.
This is very good. And so is that Hopewell lemon thing, the Lemon Meyer thing.
I have to go back and see what we've been drinking, but maybe next week we'll do that because I didn't think of it until now. So I'm unprepared. So probably we're going to crush this 4-pack, I have a feeling.
It's delicious.
Yeah. And then since I was out of town in Mexico, Cancun, getting all the pina coladas and Miami Vices I could drink.
Is Miami Vice a drink?
Yeah, it's a pina colada and a strawberry daiquiri mixed together.
Okay.
Like half and half.
All right. That don't sound bad.
That's the way to do it.
You know? A little Miami Vice.
Two drinks in one.
Cool name.
Yeah. So I had no craft beer.
Okay.
I had drank a lot of Tecate Lights.
Right on.
And a few Modelos here. Number one beer in the U.S.
Yeah. Also owned by AB. A lot of people don't know that.
That's right.
It's funny. Yeah, because I don't think it would be antitrust if they sold it in America, since they sell so much Budweiser in America.
Oh, okay.
So Constellation Brands distributes it in America, but AB owns Modelo.
The rest of the world, or
the rest of the world, they sell it to the rest of the world.
Oh, yeah. Funny. So I was just, but Tecate, I don't know, is Tecate a Constellation brand?
That's a good question. I'm not sure, because I never make my way around to it. I mean, I've had it before,
yeah,
but I don't know much about them as a brand. Yeah. It could just be brewed at Modelo for all we know.
Tecate Light isn't good.
No.
Presidente Light isn't good in Jamaica, but when you're in that sun, you want the wateriest thing that can kind of get you drunk.
For sure.
You just always need to be hydrating.
Yeah.
And that's like, if you got your pina colada, you got a Tecate Light.
Yeah.
You do that. So, but you've been all over this great state of ours.
Man, I was doing my best Brad Chmielewski impersonation.
I've been slacking, like, for the last month. I have not left my, like, little bubble.
Yeah, you know, I saw, well, you know, when we were at Bug, we saw Kishwaukee Brewing. And initially, we thought they were in Milwaukee or Wisconsin. I thought they were in Wisconsin. It sounded Wisconsin.
Yeah, it sounded Wisconsin.
And then I just didn't know about them. But they're in Woodstock, Illinois, and they won a medal for their brown ale.
Okay.
Buffalo.
Which is almost like Geneva. When you're in Woodstock, you're quite close to, isn't that Geneva, like on the border where you can buy, you can almost get New Glarus.
I got to be honest with you, Brad. I don't know where the fuck I was at.
You're past like Sohopped, you're past more Huntley.
It is oddly close to Sohopped. And I wasn't expecting that. So when I came back to the expressway, I'm like, oh, Sohopped right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, which means, and then when you get on the expressway, you pass more Huntley. So it's like, that's your three-way right there.
The longest.
I didn't realize how close they were. You know, those two breweries are close to Woodstock.
There's another one out there, I think, Killinger.
Yeah.
Kalinger.
Is it maybe Killed Deer?
We've had one of their beers.
They've got like a buck or something on the label.
Yeah, and they're in the strip mall.
Yep.
On that same road, you'd pass all these other breweries.
Yeah, I was telling Shalonda, I was like, I think me and Brad had that beer because I remember that logo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there are four breweries you can hit if you decide to escape Occupy Chicago and hit one. You could just make a trip of it.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. So, in true Beer Pass fashion, I went searching for the Burger Dude.
Okay.
And
Biker Burger.
Biker Burger, a Biker Dude. Yes. Top burger around probably so far. But he wasn't grilling at the brewery. He was grilling at a bar in Woodstock.
Okay.
And I said the brewery's up there, so I think I'll just do both of them.
Okay. Was the place packed for the burger guy?
Yeah, they had a, this building is like 110 years old, this bar, Ortman's Bar, 110 years old, but their patio was just a year old. So they were celebrating a year of the patio, and then they had a live band, and then they had Burger Dude doing his thing.
So then they had an event. It wasn't just the burger guy.
Right. So I was kind of surprised that he was there, considering how it's only a half a mile from the brewery.
Right.
Kishwaukee. But then once I got to Kishwaukee, I noticed that they already had a food truck, a veteran-owned food truck called Smashed. So I think they already had someone there, and that's how Burger Dude ended up. I didn't really get clarity on it because I didn't understand that there was somebody already at the brewery.
Okay. So. And so Smashed is another traveling burger person.
Yeah, where a Biker Dude's layout is, he's got the giant metal grill and a tent, and he's got like his knees taking orders. This guy has like a classic food truck set up, Smashed.
Okay.
So it's his food truck, it's branded, and then he's doing onion rings. I didn't see the burger, so I don't know much about Smashed.
So we got four we kind of know about, right? We got a biker dude. Smashed.
Chicago Secret Burger.
And then this Hiburito Smash Burger.
Smash Hiburito, I think it's called, yeah. Right?
Those are seem like the four main ones. I think there's another one that is often at Bubble House.
Another burger?
Yeah, another burger that I'm blanking on the name. So there's like five kind of burger, traveling burger people at the moment that we know of.
Yeah. I'm very curious about Smash, but I didn't double dip. I got the burger at Ortman's, a Biker Dude.
What held you back?
You know, I'm not a two burger and one day guy. Mm. You know, I'm just not. I get the one burger and I'm okay. I stop there. Brad's a psychopath, so Brad would have went and got both burgers.
I would have had to know. I needed to know, even if you're just like, I'll eat half and then wrap it up and like see, just maybe need it for the 8-hour drive back.
Looking back on it, I think that is a fair play. Yeah, you get it, you cut it in half immediately, you have a bite, you take it home.
Yeah.
And then you know. Then you don't have to wonder. Now I can be here and say, hey, this is where it ranks.
What
was better? it could be better. Those onion rings look good as fuck, man. You know? So
Chicago Beer Fest has like become this burger podcast. You were at this brewery.
And I only went because I heard it was burgers nearby.
This is the brewery that won at JBF recently.
World Beer Cup.
For their brown.
Yeah, I think they took a bronze for the brown.
The most exciting win.
No.
But it's a win.
You know, it's brown ale, right? So, you know, it is what it is. You know, it's you know, toffee, it's roasty, it's caramely. Oh, but I drink this beer, and there's no branding on the glassware, so I just buy a six-pack of the beer. And I'm like, looking at the ABV, I'm like, holy shit, it's 6.8%.
Oh, shit.
And I think that's kind of part of what makes it special. Like, it's a good beer. But then they really do a good job of hiding this ABV.
Big brown.
It's big brown. Mm. It's big brown. So it was fantastic stuff, man. So there's a lady with like short spiked hair that I remember vaguely from Bug when we were there.
Okay.
I saw her again. I'm like, I saw you at Bug. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? This place is massive. This place, it's not quite the size of Moore Huntley, but it's big, man.
What? Really?
I'm trying to tell you, it's massive. They got like a 15-barrel system. It's just a surprisingly big space.
Okay.
And I'm like, what was here, man? They're like, you know, we built this place from the ground up. We had a false start. It was ready to go in October 2020, but we couldn't because of the, you know,
okay,
we were knee-deep. But yeah, and they're off and running. Their very first keg they ever sold was to Ortman's, the place where Biker Dude was.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So I'm like, well, what else is selling here, you know, besides this brown ale? She's like, people love the brown before the award, and people drink a lot of their Marzen. They have an Oktoberfest style Marzen that they just have on year round, and that's their top selling beer.
What?
Right. Yeah.
This is a crazy brewery.
It is, man. We got a tart saison. It was like a peach saison.
Okay.
Tart peach saison. 4.5. Fantastic stuff on a summer night. This fucking brown ale was pretty good. And I feel like this is a place I would go back to.
Really?
Like, it was really good. I was pleasantly surprised at the old Kishwaukee.
Well, and knowing, like we said earlier, there's three other breweries that way. So going there isn't like a solo trip. Like,
right.
Going to some of these other ones, you're like, I want to go back there, but I'm just going there. Like sometimes you need like a little extra kicker. Be like, oh, we can go back there. I like that. But we can also go to So Hopped.
Yeah. This was in the middle of the rainstorm. I thought about going to So Hopped, but then I was like, well, then I'll still be way the fuck out here an hour after right now.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm going home. So we just ended up going home. One more thing about Kishwaukee. Well, it's named after a river nearby. Never really saw this river. Saw signs for it on the road. Never really saw the river. But when you look into it, you know, they got, I think, like a hospital named after the river. There's a school named after the river. There's like a three or four things named after this river. Oh. And the brewery is just like the next thing in line.
Okay.
So, good hang though, man. Fun people. And Burger Dude, he killed it. So,
okay.
It's a good time.
Did you talk to him at all?
Yeah. Because it was his first time meeting Shalanda.
Oh, okay.
And I think they kind of circle each other on the internets.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So, I got the Frank's Burger, which I believe is a double patty with Merc's and hot sauce. Mm. And then I think she just got the original smashed.
Okay.
So, yeah. He's a super nice guy, too.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was fun.
Awesome. So you were out in Woodstock, and then you went out to,
Mundelein? And this is a place you and I have been to.
Yeah.
I feel like we were coming from probably Black Lung.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tighthead Brewing in Mundelein. So I stopped in there just for a pint on a weeknight.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there was a group of older guys in their little biker suits, the bicycling group.
Yeah.
And then that's when I noticed they got a little decal for a race. It's an Intelligentsia Cup biking race that they sponsor called the Mundelein Invitational or something.
Oh,
shit.
Cool. Okay.
But yeah, I went there for the Scarlet Fire. That's their red ale.
Right.
And then I got the hell out of there. It's got a fire, a lot maltier than I remember.
Yeah. Tighthead, I feel like Tighthead's kind of strange where, like, I like it, but I don't like their beers. Like, that's like a weird, like, that Scarlet Fire is good, and I like it, but then I drink more of it, and I'm like, maybe I don't like this. And then maybe you finish it, and you're like, oh, I did like that. Oh, it's God. Gone. It's like a weird, I have a weird relationship, kind of, whenever I have their beers, I'm always like, these are good.
Yeah.
No. Oh, yeah, they're good.
I don't understand. I think Tighthead refers to a spiral on a football, right? Because their logo is like a football,
right?
And I think if you throw a really sharp dart of a football, you know, the head's tight. It didn't wobble when you threw it. It's got a tight head.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Well, looking at the football, I mean, I'm like, that's got to be it, I guess, right? Mm-hmm. And then one of their beers is an IPA with a Chicago Bear called Long Snapper. Okay. I forget the guy's name, but he was a bear for like 20 years. Okay. Yeah, Tighthead's fine. You know, Mundelein is like next door to Lake Forest in Libertyville. Mm-hmm. And so we work in Lake Forest and we go to a homebrew shop all the time.
Okay.
And the original head brewer for Tighthead used to work at the homebrew shop.
The hippie?
Yeah. I forget his name, but he always wore shades.
Yeah.
And he had the heavy voice.
He like loves fish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grateful Dead.
Yeah, exactly. That guy. Yeah. So that's how we started.
Tommy, but it's not Tommy.
I forget his name too, but I can see his face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but side note, man. So we know that guy, the guy we're talking about, the head brewer. And then the owner's Bruce Durr. He's an older guy. He's got like grayish blonde hair. And you're talking about Grateful Dead. It reminded me of the last Grateful Dead show ever. The anniversary was recently. Mm-hmm. Oh, so anyway, they had a massive tailgate just south of Soldier Field, like down there by McCormick Place, at 31st Street Beach, basically. So I remember distinctly, like, I'm on the beach side. I got to get across the highway to get to this tailgate because everybody's there, you know, dry hop, fucking Sweetwater, like just a massive parking lot fest.
Okay.
So I'm walking up this ramp to cross the bridge and get over to the parking lot. And the owner of Tighthead sees me and he picks me up and puts me in his pickup truck.
Oh, funny.
And he's got this big lanyard because he's got all access to fucking Grateful Dead. And he's telling me a story that I've heard like 3 times now that like, you know, if it were the late 80s or the early 90s, the only place you could get craft beer from all across the country was in the parking lot of a Grateful Dead show.
Oh, right.
And yeah. And that's why a lot of these brewers are deadheads, in part because that's where all the good beer was. So that's funny. Yeah. So
nice.
Whew.
That's a long journey for a pint.
Yes, it is. Yeah. My buddy was up there. My buddy bought a house up there, and he lives alone. He bought 23 steaks. He bought $300 worth of steak. He's like, you got to come get 70 steaks. I'm like, okay, fine. So I like, well, if you're a Mundelein, that means I can go to Tighthead. So I fucking went.
Nice.
Yeah. It was pretty ridiculous, though.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Any other stops or places you've popped into over the last week?
Man, shout out to Phase 3 Brewing.
Okay.
They've got this boat series every Thursday on a Chicago Fire boat. So it docks downtown.
Not the Chicago Fire team.
Right.
Soccer.
Like team. The actual Chicago Fire Department.
Okay.
Yeah, they have a retired boat run by a couple of old, I want to say Army or Marine veterans.
Okay.
So they pack a bunch of Phase 3 beers on the boat. They charge you. And you do a 2-hour fucking sunset cruise on a fire boat.
If you understand the need for like a fire boat, if your boat starts on fire in the water, just let it burn. Like, you just need someone to, like, come and save you. Save the people on it. You don't need to, like, save the boat. The boat's done. You're in water.
Brad, you probably have to stop the boat from burning to get the people off the boat. That might be.
Jump. Get in the water. It's water.
I mean, that is one approach. That is one approach to saving people on a boat.
When your house is burning, you get out of the house.
You do get out of the house.
When your boat's burning, you just stay on the boat.
You know, the first thing I do when I get on a boat is I'm like, all right, you guys haven't told me where we're going. That's cool. We probably ain't going that far from the pier. Where the fuck are the life jackets? Just let me point those out. Okay, now let's start drinking. You know, all right, now I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is a phase three. So it's a collab between the dudes on the boat and phase three. And then phase three, I think they, what was the story? Not Sean the Brewer, but the other guy, Evan.
Okay.
He's also a former military.
Oh.
So both of these guys are former military. And that's how they came up with this idea. Hey, we'll go out on Thursdays and just sell nothing but phase three beer on this boat. So you go on this boat, there's like eight phase three beers that you can pick from.
You have to buy them.
Your ticket includes your first one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You have to pay for them as you go.
Exactly. Yeah. So the guys who run the boat, they run the boat. I'm talking to the phase three lady. I'm like, are you excited about Elmhurst? You know, because fucking the other place is kind of far. I like phase three. Don't really like going up there.
Yeah.
Hard to get back at night because those streets are weird. There's no lights. There's fucking werewolves, all kind of shit.
Yeah.
Elmhurst, when is it opening? You're like, well, you know, they got the chef from Cherry Circle Room, which is in Cindy's downtown.
Oh, okay.
Didn't know that. And we're like, well, where else did you look? Because it's funny that you're moving a half a mile from where the guy used to brew.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, we actually looked in Rosemont.
Oh, that would have been sweet.
We looked in South Loop.
Oh.
We looked in West Loop. I was like, phase three West Loop? That sounds amazing. But ultimately, they just thought Elmhurst was the best fit for space.
Sure.
So, and probably price, right?
Yeah, they probably got a bigger space for cheaper price.
Yeah. Yeah, so
that, like, people are gonna come no matter what. We could be in Woodstock.
People will come. Yeah. So that was good. Some good nuggets. Speaking of Hoppy Lagers, I had a Hoppy Lager from them that I really enjoyed. Yeah. I did take photos of their tap list, and I had a German Pils, and then I had a fresh DDH IPA, man.
Nice.
So this was. Oh, and then they had like three lulls. They had three lulls, a dry Irish stout, four IPAs, and then a bunch of different German Pilsners and a Radler.
I haven't had one of those lulls in a while after I, you know, sang the praise of it. I just haven't. I don't want a whole six-pack of it.
For sure.
Enjoy them, but I don't want a six-pack. It's too sweet to have that many in your house.
Yeah. So their dry hop pills was called Geo. They called it a West Coast pills. So I guess it used whatever hops you're using on West Coast IPA. 5.5%.
Nice.
So, yeah, that was cool. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. So 14 options on a boat with phase three.
Sweet. That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Let's see. You mentioned Black Lung when we went to Tighthead. They have a Kickstarter that's happening, right?
I think so, yeah, for location number two, which is their original location is Round Lake Beach. The second location's on the chain of lakes. I forget which town. It's one of the towns on the chain of lakes.
I forgot Kickstarter was a thing.
Yeah. I think the most successful version of that was probably Pipeworks. But then the Pipeworks guy said they had that money. They had the amount they were asking for. They had that amount already as part of their project because they couldn't depend on just the Kickstarter money.
And then Sketchbook did a couple Kickstarters.
18th Street did one that was successful for their brand.
Band of Bohemian did one, and that did not go well.
I either forgot that one or don't remember
that
one.
They were doing a Kickstarter to open up either the upstairs. I think it was the upstairs to turn it into a game room.
Yeah.
So it was going to be like pinball and arcade games and, you know, and a bar upstairs. It was either upstairs or that back room. Well, and that didn't work out.
Part of the issue, I think, and with Kickstarter in general, not just for brewery Kickstarters, part of the issue was they promise you like so much stuff on every tier. You get it, you know.
The people doing the Kickstarter.
The people who participate in the Kickstarter, you're promised a thing and then you just never get the thing.
Right.
Right? Whether it's a case of beer or a brewery tour, a jacket, or you don't get none of this
right.
shit.
Right, I've been burnt on many a Kickstarter and also forgotten about Kickstarters, and they're like, well, it's too late, you didn't respond. It's like, what?
I'll
give you money and then respond 8 months later?
We had this eight ball jacket with our brewery name branded on it, and you missed out.
Yeah. Speaking of that, where's our Guinness jacket?
Dude, so I saw a guy reviewing restaurants on IG, and he was at the event, and he was rocking his Guinness stuff. And I meant to ask you this 2 weeks ago.
I haven't seen
I mine. Didn't get mine.
We got to reach out to our buddy.
Oh, yeah. Our fellow. I forget his name. He's cool.
Yeah, the Guinness guy.
The Guinness guy.
Yeah. Our Guinness Connect. We got a Guinness guy.
We got a guy. You know, he works at Guinness. No big deal. You know. But yeah, I didn't get my Guinness my Guinness swag, man.
Okay. But yeah, Black Lung is a Kickstarter. I haven't really looked into it. I just know it exists. Like I said, I've been burning a Kickstarter a number of times, so I'm not that interested in doing something like Kickstarter.
Yeah, but I think that's the route they're going for location number two.
Right.
Which I believe is an old bar that they are outfitting for their satellite tap room.
And hopefully it's something where, like, I think with the... When Sketchbook did their second Kickstarter, it was like, oh, we're already doing this, but we can make this better if you guys like help us out and you'll get some rewards. Like we can have better chairs, we can do like soundproofing, otherwise we're just going to put up some basic stuff, like let's upgrade the things we were already planning to do. And then what you mentioned, this Marzen that's on tap,
at fucking Kishwaukee Brewing.
And you didn't have it?
No, I just had the Bufflehead Brown, which is the one that won. Bufflehead apparently is a type of duck.
Okay.
That's in, I assume, in the Kishwaukee River.
Are we ready for Marzen's already?
It's like July 6th, man. 7th?
7?
Right?
7-7?
7-7-7-93-11? No, man. It's July 7th, man.
But they're coming.
Fucking Half Acre. And we are the official, unofficial Half Acre pod. They sent out
Old Irving could be taking this.
Yeah, it might be Old Irving this year. Half Acre sent out a newsletter on July 4th that their Marzen, Lagertown, delicious by the way,
right,
is making its debut July 26th through early September.
So it's not even going to be around? You're going to have to like get it and save it?
It'll be around in September.
Right.
But, right?
Yeah, but...
Because the actual Oktoberfest... Oktoberfest is called Oktoberfest, but the actual Oktoberfest in Munich actually is the welcoming of October. So yeah. The party is in mid-September.
I understand
okay,
that.
Okay, okay.
But I want to be in my Halloween costume drinking Oktoberfest beer.
It does kind of symbolize, you know, fall. All the way, I think Halloween to Thanksgiving is like... what I think of when I think of Oktoberfest.
Yeah, the malty, almost like comforting beers to be like, all right, summer's over. I understand Oktoberfest starts in September, but that's not when I want them.
But let me tell you when I want them, yeah. God damn it.
Drink these hobby lagers until October 1st. Then I'll think about switching.
Yeah, it's, you know. That and pumpkin beers in July, I'm with you. I don't want to think about that shit either.
Yeah. All right. Well, Lager Bound might be the first, well, besides this one that's oddly around all year. Can you get in a stein at least?
Well, you know, probably. But you know, Argus, before they closed, they had an all-year Marzen. It was the one that won at World Beer Cup. Argus is a tragic story because... Their beers weren't that great for the longest time. They just had a really cool story, and they were super fun people. And then by the time their beers got really good, nobody cared.
Nobody cared.
You know, nobody cared.
They fucked up a lot of the brand, I don't know, social capital that they had.
Yeah. Right. Like, there's so many other options. It's like, okay, I'm not biting that apple anymore. Fuck them kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Which is sad but true. Oh, but... But anyway, one of their year-round beers, one of their best beers was an all-year Marzen. That's the only other time I'm hearing about this Marzen all-year thing. So
I don't know how I feel about it. Like, there are times where, depending on maybe what you're eating for dinner or something, you're like, oh, I could go for something a little malty. Like, I randomly found, like, a Doppelbach, the New Glarus Doppelbach in the fridge from at least over a year ago.
See?
And I started to drink it, and I was like, yuck, this is too malty. Oh. But then I had like a Sam Adams like hoppy lager first, and then I went to that, and I was like, okay.
It's pretty cool because it's not a Schwarz beer, right? It's a lager. It reminds you of how cool lagers can be because there's so many different types. Yeah. So it's like a dark brown lager. A copper lager.
Yeah, but you gotta be in a, you can't like finish mowing the lawn and then be like, well, let me get this Marzen in the middle of June.
Maybe
July.
Not. No, it is too dense for that. I agree.
Maybe if you're raking leaves.
Now we're back to Brad's soapbox on.
The time and the place. Okay, Lagertown's coming. They might be first. They might be the first to the new release this year.
That was fun last year when we lined them all up and did like a power lightning round.
We got to do it again, right?
That was fun. That was very fun.
All right, we gotta start, I'll start stocking up here in July.
The supply chain demands that these beers apparently hit the fucking market in July before everybody can get them on time. Or something.
I guess. Damn. Yeah. All right. Anything else happening around town? Pitchfork's coming up. I don't know if Goose Island has a beer.
Traditionally, that's been their thing. Some really fun ones, too. Run the Jewels, Chance the Rapper. Some not-so-fun ones. Japanese Breakfast, right? Mm. Fuck, you know. I was going to say Etta James, but there is a Sharon Von Etten. I believe she had a Goose beer at one point. Okay. Some awesome, some not so much. Some really cool ones, though. I think the Chance the Rapper one, he never even showed up, they were saying. Okay. They were just like, just make something for me. The Run the Jewels one was really good. Super hoppy wheat ale.
Right, dank.
That's yes.
Basically the direction. They want something dank.
Yeah, so I haven't heard much yet. I'm kind of curious to see what they do. That's always a fun little wrinkle in the summer, especially if somebody throws some tickets.
Right. If AB is a sponsor of Pitchfork this year, I think... Goose Island might have been last year, but AB wasn't the beer. It was like back to maybe it was Gorge or something like that.
Interesting. I do remember
Heineken or
when Goose was independent, they sponsored Pitchfork and then Heineken outbid them. So then it was Heineken for a few years. And then when Goose sold, they bought the rights back.
Yeah.
But I haven't been to Pitchfork in a few years. So yeah. I don't know where it is today, but. That at one point it was like that. It was Goose, then Heineken, then Goose again. Mm-hmm. It could be something different now. Yeah.
Right.
But that's always a good party. There were some years where I prefer that festival and North Coast. Oh, I prefer those over Lollapalooza.
Okay. Yeah, Lollapalooza is coming up, but I don't think there's any beer related things.
It's always big beer.
Yeah.
Always big beer, always $20 or whatever. Mm-hmm. You're better off just getting the wine option at Lolla if you're going to drink.
You want to drink, yeah. But the trend is basically not to drink, so these places aren't.
We'll just do
just pop an edible.
Oh
and
yeah.
You get probably one or two beers and some water.
Yeah.
That's your day.
Yeah. Just roll all day. Yeah. Don't even drink at all.
Right.
Drinking's like what your folks do.
You're gonna pass out from drink. Just patting your ear and miss the show. So let's just get high and just chill.
No, let's sort of whatever it takes, for the youngsters, whatever it takes.
Yes, but they're not drinking. They're not drinking. They got to get on these hobby lagers. They're delicious. They hydrate. Okay. All right. Anything else before we wrap up our first episode of July?
I think that's it. Shout out to the Map Room.
Forgot about them.
Yeah, so... taking a kid to summer algebra, and I need a place to hang out and take my meeting so I'm not late for pickup.
Okay.
So you either go to Starbucks. I'm like, fuck Starbucks. I hate everything about it. But the Map Room opens at 7 in the morning.
Yeah, and they got coffee. They got coffee.
And pastries and donuts, and they close at 2 a.m.
Do you have to pay for the pastries, or is it kind of complimentary?
I was there for a lunch call, so I missed pastries.
Okay.
But they stop at 11:30. So 7:30, 11:30, pastries and donuts, and then...
But now you know, so you could get there a little earlier.
You know? And sometimes working from a coffee shop is, you can focus more than you would if you're at home. You know?
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes. Like, my place is way smaller than, like, Brad's place. But,
there's lots of distractions that happen when you work from home, especially as most of us have laptops where you're like, well, should I sit outside? Well, should I sit on this couch and work? What should I do here?
Yeah, I hadn't been to Map Room in forever, so it just reminded me of a simpler time and beer and life. It was just very cool. Yeah. So cheers to the Map Room. There's literally a bunch of like National Geographic magazines, like hundreds against the wall.
Yeah. I should do that this summer and just go work somewhere. And I haven't done that in so long. Just like a morning work until lunch and just be like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah. Oh, but that was cool. So Map Room was nice. I haven't been there in a while.
So you got beer then?
Beer for tacos. 3.8%. Bring it on.
Right, we got the beer-a-thon still sitting here. Was yeah. 1%?
What was it? It's tiny. I remember one year, well, their anniversary party is always the weekend of FOBAB, it seems like. So there's a couple times I've been to FOBAB, and then the very next morning, you go, and it's like Map Room's 20th anniversary, like Sunday morning. Mm. And it's always a very cool kind of 1-2-step if you're up for it, is nice. Map Room's anniversary, the weekend of FOBAB usually. So, cool. Yeah, but yeah. That's it.
All right, sweet. So, Nick, where do people find you? Get in touch. We're not here.
Hey, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
I'm on Twitter, at B-Rad, Chicago Beer Pass, Twitter. I made us a Threads. We got the Threads.
Threads. What are you talking about?
The new Twitter, the Facebook Twitter.
It's called Threads?
It's called Threads.
Man, I'm out the loop, man. We got Threads?
We got a Threads.
All right, as long as we got one. All right. Okay.
We're safe. Cool. We're over a million. I was under a million on the sign up.
What the fuck are you talking
about? I gotta look this up. There, and then no plans for hiatus anytime soon. Probably next week we will recap our favorite beers of the first half of 2023. So look for that, and take care.
Cheers.